Chapter 28. The Narrations. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Ta, Seen, Meem. These are the verses of the Manifest Book that clearly separates truth from falsehood. We recite to you some of the news of Moses and Pharaoh in truth, for a people who believe in this Quran and in the oneness of Allah. Indeed, Pharaoh was arrogant in the land, and divided his people into factions, oppressing a group among them, killing their sons, and sparing their daughters. Indeed, he was of the tyrants. And we wish to do a favor to those who were weak and oppressed in the land, and to make them rulers, and to make them the inheritors, and to establish them in the land. And we let Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts receive from them that which they feared. And we inspired the mother of Moses, saying, Suckle Moses, but when you fear for him, then cast him into the river and fear no more, and do not grieve. We shall bring him back to you, and shall make him one of our messengers. Then the household of Pharaoh picked him up, that he might become for them an enemy and a cause of grief. Indeed, Pharaoh, Haman, and their hosts were sinners. And the wife of Pharaoh said, Here is a comfort for my eyes and for you. Do not kill him. Perhaps he may be of benefit to us, or we may adopt him as a son. And they did not perceive what was to happen. And the heart of Moses' mother became empty from every thought, except the thought of Moses. She was very near to disclose his case, and reveal that the child was her son, had we not strengthened her heart with faith, so that she might remain as one of the believers. And she said to Moses' sister, Follow him. So she watched him from a far place in secret, while they did not perceive. And we had already forbidden other foster suckling mothers for him, until his sister came up and said, Shall I direct you to a household who will rear him for you, and sincerely look after him in a good manner? So we did restore him to his mother, that she might be delighted, and that she might not grieve, and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true. But most of them do not know. And when he attained his full strength and was perfect in manhood, we bestowed on him wisdom and religious knowledge. And thus do we reward the good doers. And he entered the city unexpectedly, without being recognized by the people, and there he found two men fighting, one of his party from the children of Israel, and the other of his foes. The man of his own party asked him for help against his foe. So Moses struck him with his fist and killed him. He said, This is of Satan's doing. Indeed, he is a plain, misleading enemy. He said, My Lord, indeed I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Then he forgave him. Indeed, he is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. He said, My Lord, for that with which you have favored me, I will never more be a helper of the criminals, disobedient to Allah, polytheists, and sinners. So he became afraid, looking about in the city anxiously, awaiting what would be the result of his crime of killing, when behold, the man who had sought his help the day before called for his help again. Moses said to him, Indeed, you are a plain troublemaker. Then, when he decided to seize the man, who was an enemy to both of them, the man said, O Moses, is it your intention to kill me, as you killed a man yesterday? Your aim is nothing but to become a tyrant in the land, and not to be one of those who do right. And there came a man running from the farthest end of the city. He said, O Moses, indeed the chiefs are taking counsel together about you, to kill you, so escape. Truly I am to you of those who give sincere advice. So he escaped from there, looking about in a state of fear. He said, My Lord, save me from the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. And when he went towards the land of Midian, he said, It may be that my Lord guides me to the right way. And when he arrived at the water of Midian, he found there a group of men watering their flocks. And besides them, he found two women who were keeping their flocks back. He said, What is the matter with you? They said, We cannot water our flocks until the shepherds take their flocks. And our father is a very old man. So he watered their flocks for them. Then he turned back to shade and said, My Lord, truly I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me. Then there came to him one of the two women walking shyly. She said, Indeed, my father calls you, that he may reward you for having watered our flocks for us. So when he came to him and narrated the story, he said, Fear not, you have escaped from the people who are polytheists, disbelievers, and wrongdoers. And one of the two women said, O my father, hire him. Indeed, the best of men for you to hire is the strong, the trustworthy. The father said, I intend to wed one of these two daughters of mine to you, on condition that you serve me for 8 years. But if you complete 10 years, it will be a favor from you. I do not intend to place you under a difficulty. If Allah wills, you will find me one of the righteous. Moses said, That is settled between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I fulfill, there will be no injustice to me, and Allah is a witness to what we say. Then, when Moses had fulfilled the term and was traveling with his family, he saw a fire in the direction of the mount. He said to his family, Wait, I have seen a fire. Perhaps I may bring to you from there some information, or a burning firebrand, that you may warm yourselves. So when he reached the fire, he was called from the right side of the valley, in the blessed place from the tree. O Moses, indeed I am Allah, the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Throw your stick. But when he saw it moving, as if it were a snake, he turned in flight and did not look back. It was said, O Moses, draw near, and do not fear. Indeed, you are of those who are secure. Put your hand onto your chest. It will come forth white without a disease, and draw your hand close to your side, to be free from the fear which you suffered from the snake, and also that your hand will return to its original state. These are two proofs from your Lord to Pharaoh and his chiefs. Indeed, they are the people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. He said, My Lord, I have killed a man among them, and I fear that they will kill me. And my brother Aaron is more eloquent in speech than me, so send him with me as a helper to confirm me. Indeed, I fear that they will deny me. Allah said, We will strengthen your arm through your brother, and give both of you power, so they shall not be able to harm you through our proofs, signs, and revelations. Both of you, as well as those who follow you, will be the victors. Then when Moses came to them with our clear proofs and evidences, they said, This is nothing but invented magic. Never did we hear of this among our fathers of old. Moses said, My Lord knows best of him who came with guidance from him, and who will have the happy end in the hereafter. Indeed, the wrongdoers, polytheists and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, will not be successful. Pharaoh said, O chiefs, I have not known of any god for you other than me, so kindle a fire for me, O Haman, to bake bricks out of clay and build for me a lofty tower, in order that I may look for the god of Moses. And indeed, I think that Moses is one of the liars. And he and his hosts were arrogant in the land, without right, and they thought that they would never return to us. So we seized him and his hosts, and we threw them all into the sea and drowned them. So see, O Muhammad, what was the end of the wrongdoers, polytheists, and those who disbelieved in the oneness of their Lord, Allah, and rejected the advice of his messenger Moses. And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped. And we made a curse follow them in this world, and on the day of resurrection they will be among those who are prevented to receive Allah's mercy. And indeed, we gave Moses, after we had destroyed the generations of old, the Torah, as an enlightenment for mankind, and a guidance and a mercy that they might remember. And you, O Muhammad, were not on the western side of the mount when we made clear to Moses the commandment, and you were not among those present. But we created generations after generations after Moses, and long were the ages that passed over them. And you, O Muhammad, were not a dweller among the people of Midian, reciting our verses to them. But it is we who kept sending messengers. And you, O Muhammad, were not at the side of the mount when we called. But you are sent as a mercy from your Lord, to give warning to a people to whom no warner had come before you, in order that they may remember. And if we had not sent you to the people of Mecca, and a calamity had seized them for the deeds that their hands had brought forth, they would have said, Our Lord, why did you not send to us a messenger? We would have followed your proofs, signs, and revelations, and would have been among the believers. But when the truth of Muhammad and his message has come to them from us, they say, Why has he not given the like of what was given to Moses? Did they not disbelieve in that which was given to Moses of old? They say, The Torah and Quran are but two kinds of magic, each helping the other. And they say, Indeed, in both we are disbelievers. Say to them, O Muhammad, Then bring a book from Allah, which is a better guide than the Torah and the Quran, that I may follow it, if you are truthful. But if they do not answer you, and do not believe in your message of the oneness of Allah, nor follow you, then know that they only follow their own lusts. And who is more astray than one who follows his own lusts without guidance from Allah? Indeed, Allah guides not the people who are wrongdoers, disobedient to Allah, and polytheists. And indeed, now we have conveyed this Quran, in which is the news of everything to them, in order that they may remember. Those to whom we gave the scripture before it, they believe in the Quran. And when it is recited to them, they say, We believe in it. Indeed, it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, even before it, we have been from those who submit themselves to Allah in Islam as Muslims. They will be given their reward twice over, because they are patient and repel evil with good, and spend in charity out of what we have provided them. And when they hear false, evil, and vain talk, they withdraw from it, and say, To us are our deeds, and to you your deeds. Peace be to you. We do not seek the ignorant. Indeed, you, O Muhammad, do not guide whom you will, but Allah guides whom he wills, and he knows best those who are guided. And they say, If we follow the guidance with you, we would be snatched away from our land. Have we not established for them a secure sanctuary, Mecca, to which are brought fruits of all kinds, a provision from ourselves, but most of them do not know? And how many a town have we destroyed, which were thankless for its means of livelihood, and disobeyed Allah and his messengers, by doing evil deeds and crimes? And those are their dwellings, which have not been inhabited after them, except a little. And indeed, we have been the inheritors. And never will your Lord destroy the towns, until he sends a messenger to their midst, reciting to them our verses. And never would we destroy the towns, unless the people there are polytheists, wrongdoers, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, oppressors and tyrants. And whatever you have been given is an enjoyment of the life of this world and its adornment, and that hereafter which is with Allah is better and will remain for ever. Have you then no sense? Is he whom we have promised an excellent promise of paradise, which he will find true, like him whom we have made to enjoy the luxuries of the life of this world, and who on the day of resurrection will be among those brought up to be punished in the hellfire? And remember the day when he will call to them and say, Where are my so-called partners whom you used to claim? Those who incurred the judgment will say, Our Lord, these are they whom we led astray. We led them astray, as we were astray ourselves. We declare our innocence from them before you. It was not us they worshipped. And it will be said to them, Call upon your so-called partners of Allah, and they will call upon them, but they will give no answer. And then they will see the torment. They will then wish, if only they had been guided. And remember the day when Allah will call to them and say, What answer did you give to the messengers? Then the news of a good answer will be obscured to them on that day, and they will not be able to ask one another. But as for him who repented from polytheism and sins, and believed in the oneness of Allah, and in his messenger Muhammad, and did righteous deeds in the life of this world, then he will be among those who are successful. And your Lord creates whatsoever he wills and chooses. They have no choice in any matter. Glorified be Allah, and exalted above all that they associate as partners with him. And your Lord knows what their hearts conceal, and what they reveal. And he is Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but he. His is all praise in this world and in the hereafter. And for him is the decision, and to him shall you all be returned. Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, who is a god besides Allah who could bring you light? Will you not then hear? Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made day continuous for you till the day of resurrection, who is a god besides Allah who could bring you night in which you could rest? Will you not then see? It is out of His mercy that He has put for you night and day, that you may rest during the night, and that you may seek of His bounty during the day, and in order that you may be grateful. And remember the day when your Lord Allah will call those who worshipped others along with Allah, and will say, Where are my so-called partners whom you used to claim? And we shall take out from every nation a witness, and we shall say, Bring your proof. Then they shall know that the truth is with Allah alone, and the false gods which they invented will disappear from them. Indeed, Korah was of Moses' people, but he behaved arrogantly towards them. And we gave him treasures, so many that just the keys to them would have been a heavy burden to a body of strong men. When his people said to him, Do not be glad with ungratefulness to Allah's favors. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are glad with ungratefulness to Allah's favors. But seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed on you the home of the hereafter, and do not forget your portion of legal enjoyment in this world, and do good as Allah has been good to you, and do not seek mischief in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like those who commit great crimes and sins, oppressors and tyrants. He said, This has been given to me only because of the knowledge I possess. Did he not know that Allah had destroyed before him generations of men who were stronger than him in might and greater in the amount of riches they had collected? But the criminals, disbelievers, polytheists, and sinners will not be questioned of their sins, because Allah knows them well, so they will be punished without account. So he went forth before his people in arrogance. Those who were desirous of the life of the world said, If only we had the like of what Korah has been given. Indeed, he is the owner of a great fortune. But those who had been given knowledge said, Woe to you! The reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and this none shall attain except those who are patient in following the truth. So we caused the earth to swallow him and his dwelling place. Then he had no group or party to help him against Allah, nor was he one of those who could save themselves. And those who had desired for a position like his position the day before began to say, Do you not know that it is Allah who enlarges the provision or restricts it to whoever he pleases of his slaves? Had it not been that Allah was gracious to us, He could have caused the earth to swallow us up also. Do you not know that the disbelievers will never be successful? The home of the hereafter in paradise we shall assign to those who do not rebel against the truth with pride and oppression in the land, nor do mischief by committing crimes. And the good end is for the pious. Whoever brings good, righteous deeds, he shall have the better of it. And whoever brings evil deeds, then those who do evil deeds will only be requited for what they used to do. Indeed, he who has given you, O Muhammad, this Quran, will surely bring you back to the place of return. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is aware of he who brings guidance, and he who is in manifest error. And you were not expecting that this Quran would be sent down to you, but it is a mercy from your Lord. So never be a supporter of the disbelievers. And let them not turn you, O Muhammad, away from preaching the revelations and verses of Allah after they have been sent down to you. And invite men to believe in Allah alone. And do not invoke any other gods along with Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Everything will perish save His face. His is the decision, and to Him you shall all be returned.